ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
Good evening to you from wherever you're listening or watching us from. It's another beautiful Wednesday evening. It's a beautiful exchange service right here from Lighthouse Lagos, Nigeria, and we are delighted to have you join us again in our service today. It's always a joy from our own part to come on every Wednesday as we enjoy a time of fellowship and a time of worship. Thank God for that incredible worship from His fragrance. And because it's a beautiful Wednesday evening, it's also the beginning of another new month. I know that actually the month started last week Wednesday. I'd like to also wish you a happy new month. September is here. You know, just like yesterday, 2021 started, and we are just left with 4 months for in this year, 4 months left for this year, 2021. And I'd like to ask you, how has the year been, the first 8 months? And so today I have what I call a prophetic insightful word in my heart, not just for you, not just for your family. I believe it's for the nation that we live in, and then for our continent. And so it's just such a joy to be able to share what I believe the heartfelt desire of God towards African continent. But I want to just encourage you. There is a posture that you can take for the last 4 months of this year, and it's a posture of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving completes our faith in God. I mean, when we express our desire to Almighty God, He said, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you have them, and you shall have whatsoever your desire connect with in faith. That's Mark 11:23-24. He said, have the God kind of faith. So as you express your thanksgiving to God, I believe in my heart what David prayed in Psalm 130:8. Says He will perfect all that concerns you. So expect the miraculous in the last 4 months of this year. God will perfect your career. He will perfect your work with Him. He will perfect your family. He will perfect your desire in the area of your business. He will perform your desire concerning the nation that you live in. And then concerning our own nation here in Nigeria, and of course, our continent, the continent of Africa. Let's learn to give thanks to our God. Thanksgiving is a completer of our faith. Let's learn to discipline ourselves, not to whine, not to complain, not to be disappointed in the structures that we see around in terms of governance. Let's put our faith and have confidence in the Lord. It says, if my people who are called by my name, 2 Chronicles 7:14, it says, shall humble themselves and pray. So let's pray for our nations. Let's pray for our continent. Let's pray for our neighborhood. Let's pray for the prosperity of God, the peace of God, the word of God to come upon where we live. Bible says that when we do that, that posture, that is where lies in our own prosperity. So I want you to please also understand that in the last 4 months of this year, God is planting feed, his own kind of feed in people's wilderness. So whatsoever might have been like a setback, a disappointment, like one form of failure or the other, or it can even be progress or not the progress that you desire. I have this word, conviction in my heart, that the next 4 months will be for supernatural turnaround in every area of our life. Yes, we start out today, we look at Isaiah 41 from verse 14. He said, "Fear not, you, Jacob, you men of Israel, I will help you, says the Lord. I will redeem the Holy One of Israel." He said, "By behold, I will make you into a new threshing sledge with sharp teeth, and you shall tread the mountains and beat them small." I want you to please, let's look at verse 17 up to 20 together. He said, "The poor and the needy will seek water, and there is none. Their tongue filled for tax, but I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them." And I think that's just the word of the Lord. You might have run in the last 8 months and you're wondering what has happened or what has not happened. What I'm saying to you today by the word of the Lord is that God says he will help you. He will help you. And that is committed to his word. And what is our posture? Hebrews 11:6. He said, "He who comes to God must believe that he is. And he's also a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." Verse 18 says, "I will open up rivers." So God opens up rivers in desolate places. He says, "And the fountains and the mist of the valleys." He said, "I will make the wilderness a pool of water." So God supplies water. And I believe God is planting feet in people's wilderness. It says, "And the dry land springs of water. I will plant in the wilderness the cedar and the acacia tree, the myrtle and the oil tree. I will set in the desert the cypress tree and the pine and the box tree together, that they may see and know and consider and understand together that the hand of the Lord has done this, the Holy One of Israel has created it." I believe in my heart, like I said, that this is the word of the Lord to us tonight. God is planting seed in your wilderness. It doesn't matter what the first 8 months of 2021 has been in this year of revival. I want you to understand that one tonight, God has had your heartfelt desire. Those desires that you have expressed to him in prayers, in waiting, those desires concerning your walk with him, concerning your family, concerning your career path, concerning your business enterprise, he has had those desires. And what he will have us say to you tonight is that, secondly, he has supplied the water that you need for the last 4 months and even beyond it. You know what he said in that place? He said, "He's the one who gives river in desolate land. He's the one who turns the wilderness into pools of water." So I believe that this month, you will begin to experience God's visitation in an unusual degree. And you know, there's something that happens when God visits. When God visits, he provides water. Can we look together at Psalm 67? Psalm 67. When God visits, there's just something that he does. And the atmosphere changes. A hopeless situation experiences a turnaround. And the limitations are taken away because there is a force of outpouring of the supernatural that effects this change. In Psalm 67, the Bible talks about it. That's why I said to you earlier on that thanksgiving perfect our praise. In Psalm 67, verse 3, he said, "Let the people praise you, O God. Let all the people praise you." He said, "No, let all the nations be glad and sing for joy. For God judge the people righteously and govern the nations on their heart." He said, "Let the people praise you," verse 5 of Psalm 67. "Let all the peoples praise you." He said, "Then the heart shall ye that praise, and God our own God shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the hands of the heart shall fear him. When God visits, these are things that happen. His blessings drop. He provides the water. And if you look at Psalm 65, again, from verse 9, Psalm 65 from verse 9, it says, you visit the heart and you water it. So God's visitation in this last 4 months is to water your life, to water your family. So live in expectations of the supernatural. He said, God visits the heart, verse 9 of Psalm 65, and he greatly enriches it. So he doesn't leave things the way they are. He said, he greatly enriches it, and the river of God is full of water. He said, he provides the grain, for you have prepared it, and he waters the ridges abundantly. You settle his furrows, you make it softer with shower, and you bless its growth. And he says in verse 11, he said, you crown each year with your goodness, and your people's fat drips with your abundance. So they drop on the pastures of their wilderness, and the little hill rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flock, the valleys are also covered with grains, and they shout for joy and also say, I believe so strongly in my heart. He says, when the poor, Isaiah 41 again, when they need water and there is none, they are taught filled for tasks. He said, how the Lord will hear them. So the Lord has heard you. He has had your desire since January this year. And it may seem that things have not worked maximally. The word of the Lord to you tonight is that God's visitation is upon your life. God's visitation is upon your family. God's visitation is upon your business. And he will have me tell you tonight that he has opened rivers in desolate heart. He will make that wilderness a pool of water. He said he will plant. So there are things that God does. And if you look at in that passage of scripture from verse 19 and verse 19, it talks about a category of trees. It talks about the maitu, the acacia, the holly tree, the desa. So if you add it together, there are seven of them. And these seven trees, they are noted for something. They are noted for shade. They are noted for covering. They do not bear fruit. But because they are noted for shade, they are noted for covering, they are used basically for construction. And that is very instructive. So God is covering your life. God is covering your business. God is covering your family. God is covering your walk with him. Though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil because he's with you. His rod and his staff, they comfort you. So there is covering over your life. Then secondly, God is reconstructing things around you. So get ready, live in expectation in this last 4 months. The whole lot that is going to be going on in individual lives, in corporate lives, God is covering our lives, and then God is reconstructing things. So I say to you, by the word of the Lord tonight, that family will live again. By the word of the Lord tonight, that business will live again. By the word of the Lord tonight, that career path in motion again. Why? God is covering you, and God is doing a work of reconstruction in your life. Thirdly, there is provision. If you look at that Isaiah 41, verses 17 to 20, you will glean those things. God covers, and then God constructs, and then God made provision. He says, God himself plants. He said, I will plant in the wilderness. So he makes provision in the wilderness, verse 19. And the Bible talks about this in Psalm 92. It said, those who are planted in the house of the Lord, if you read verses 10 to 12, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still be bearing fruit in the old age. Their testimony will be that the Lord is good. So God has covered your life and is still covering your life. God is reconstructing things around you, but we have to live in faith and expectations of this. And then lastly, God is providing for you. God is providing for you. And it is just something that the water of the Lord does. It brings refreshing. So God is refreshing many of us. In this last 1 month, you will just find out that you are ushered into the realm of unusual wisdom. You are ushered into the realm of unusual possibility. You are ushered into the realm of unusual favor. Why? God covers. Why? God has provided water. God has made provision. All things are yours in Christ Jesus. And then, if you look at the interpretation of trees, it's something that we plant. Plant to provide for the shade. Plant to provide a covering. Plant to provide, invariably, when we plant every other thing within that shade and covering, things that will bring fruit, that will bring provision into our lives. I speak to the continent of Africa today as a servant of God, that it may look that the African continent looks barren physically due to mismanagement of resources. But I speak the word of the Lord today that there arrives a new generation, a new breed of business men and women, a new breed of wisdom, ideas, knowledge to run businesses, supernatural idea that brings value to the table of Africa. Africa will no more be a land that is consumed by giants. Will no more be a land that is consumed by corruptors. Will no longer be a land that, citizens died in the midst of abundance. A new generation of Africa is rising. A new generation of Africans is being planted on the landscape of our continent. There have been a desert situation over the years. What I say to you by the word of the Lord today, new breed, new breed. If you look at those things in verse 19, there are all species of trees. But there is just something. God is planting people on this planet. We are Africans. There are many nations in Africa. People of diverse race and culture. Please watch out. As God plants trees, He's also helping us to plant structures and systems to sustain the people of this continent. Ordinarily, all the trees that you saw there, you don't see them together. But that's the difference when God plants. And I say to you again tonight, Africans, get ready. God has chosen this continent for this hour. A new breed who will have value to our citizens, a new breed who will not be given to greed and corrupt practices, a new breed who will plant systems, structures that will accommodate and have value to this continent. So we have come into a season of synthesis. People, nations that ordinarily will not do things together, they are coming together. Ghanaians are coming together with Nigerians. Nigerians are coming together with Zambia. Zambians are coming together with South Africa. South Africa, we are coming together with Mali, Egypt, Somalia. Why? God covers this continent. God has planted people on this continent. And God will help us to build system and structures that goes beyond our differences. So God has planted trees on this continent in terms of natural, human resources, capital resources. These trees are for construction, the reconstruction of this continent. And we will plant trees that provide fruit for our people. God has provided us with space. He has provided us with systems. And we will build the strict structures to accommodate it. I read to you two scriptures to establish this tonight. Isaiah 54 And I believe God is talking to the continent of Africa. Isaiah 54. It says something, I will read the first 7 verses. It says, sing, O barren land. That's what Africa has been taught. It says, you have not born. Break forth into singing. And cry aloud, you who have not labored with child. We need grandchildren in Africa at this moment. We need to start processing the things that we plant and harvest. We need to see the fruits of our labor. Africa is blessed. We're blessed with people. We are blessed with spirits. So he said, for more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. He said, enlarge the place of your tent, Africans. Let your mind expand to see possibilities in the midst of this darkness. Let your heart expand to see possibility in this wilderness. He said, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch on the corners of your dwelling. Do not spare, lengthen your cords, strengthen your sticks. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendant will inherit the nations. And you will make desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed. Neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame. For you will forget the shame of your youth, says the Lord. You will not remember the reproach of your widowhood anymore. For your Maker, God Almighty, who has provided speech, system and this structure is your husband. The Lord of hosts is his name, and your Redeemer is the Holy One of Israel, for he is called the God of the whole heart. For the Lord has called you like a woman forsaken and grieved in the spirit, like a youthful wife, when you are refused, says your God, for a mere moment I have forsaken you, but with great mercy I have saved you.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,